It's been a whole week since I've been on this
That's enough for you to get a loss.
Week's
all it takes for you to lose everything.
Exactly. Yeah. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, let's start the show.
This episode of Talking About Practice is made possible by the Civil War. Because if you don't try to break up every once in a while, are you really even trying?
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
That's right. We are talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show, the world's greatest sports talk radio show, according to the three of us right here.
100%, man.
That's it, boy.
I am your co-host, Jarrell Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, my partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Iso Mackey.
Yo, what's good, party people?
And of course, we have our resident degenerate in the building with us, the one, the only, Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby. And a quick little shout out. Happy birthday, Megan.
Happy birthday, Megan.
Let's 21, go. Man. 21. 21 for the girl right there.
Ow, ow!
If you want to buy a shot, she'll be at Frankie's, possibly Riley's, and yeah.
Yeah, stay alive, girl. We want to get you a shot, okay?
Drink some water.
Stay alive. Just stay alive. We will find you.
Oh, man. What do you remember about your 21st birthday, Rudy?
My 21st birthday. What did I do, actually? I went to the Lakers Kings game.
Okay,
in Sacramento.
That's a nice
There you go.
Yeah, that's proper.
That was pretty cool.
I did it proper. I went to actually Vegas for my 21st.
Really?
Yeah, I was there on my 21st birthday.
My
sisters all have some fond memories of being there. My ex as well. I mean, she will say she had to pay for a hefty cab fee. Because I threw up in the cab.
No.
Yeah. Oh.
And I threw up also in Sapphire and got kicked out of Sapphire, too.
Sapphire,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Wow. And same night?
Same night, yeah.
All right. You're just a puking fool.
It was because the club we went to first, ladies got free drinks for like the first 2 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
And there was like two bars. So we literally went back and forth between bar and bar. And there was more ladies than guys. And they just got all the drinks for us. And I just got, blacked out at the bar.
Got smashed.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right. Very quick. Yeah. I mean, free drinks, man.
Well,
what
that's
do you
the way
want?
To do
yeah.
it, dude. 21st in Vegas, you have to go big.
Yeah. And I only ended up losing like 600 overall, I think.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
For like what it could have been,
Yeah.
A lot worse. I've seen some.
I ended up pretty bad, though, could have been, yeah.
Oh, man.
What about yours?
Yeah. My 21st, my girlfriend was 20 at the time.
That's all you
know. So that became an issue. So we did a house party.
Oh, that's lame.
And then I went out with all the boys the next night.
Okay.
In San Francisco, we did it proper.
Nice.
But yeah. It was fun. I survived.
Yeah.
I'm here today.
There you go.
Tell the story. Yeah. I do want to ask this while we're on the topic. What was your drink of choice when you first started going to the bars? Do you remember?
Mine was a Crown and Seven.
Okay.
Crown and Coke.
Okay.
Yeah, I was drinking a lot of Crown Royal back in the day.
I did a lot of the whiskey Sprites, whiskey Cokes.
Yeah.
I started on the vodka crayons where I started initially.
Really? Yeah, that's where I started.
Vodka crayons. That was where I threw up on my 21st birthday was,
So interesting.
There's a shirt of mine that got ruined because it was just red from the vodka I threw up onto it. So, yeah.
Yeah, vodka crayon was mine just simply because I knew it was quick and easy to make. And, you know, you're 21. You have no idea what you really like drinking. And that point, I was kind of an E&J drinker. You know what E&J. I mean?
I mean, I love...
That was more like in high school.
I love cranberry juice as well, so, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. And you love puking it.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Still do. So that didn't ruin it for me. So, you know, shots of cranberry juice. Crayon white apple. That's a good one, too.
Okay.
So many good crayons out there. Yeah. Crayon knows what to do with. Like, they it do. Just hoards itself out to all the other hoop fruits and like, hey, make me better. And
I will say,
I'll have, like, your status too.
I will say, orange juice is always better to me when it's mixed. Like if it's orange mango or you got the orange pineapple.
Orange pineapple hits.
Yeah. You know, I'm always a bigger fan of that than just straight up OJ.
I don't know. There's something from you. OJ is one of my favorite. Like juices, same, straight up. Yeah.
Fresh squeezed OJ.
See, I'm not a fan of pulp. Nah, that's my problem. Yeah, I don't like pulp. Sucks. Yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah, but you could. Is too gnarly. You could eliminate the pulp.
You can, well, by straightening it out. No doubt. Yeah, but
it's
I might as well go like
mess,
simply orange pulp free. You know, it's a lot easier.
All right, fair enough.
And I don't know. There's something about orange juice with my breakfast that when I'm not drinking coffee, it's just like I got to do that. You know.
Yeah.
If I'm not having coffee, I have to have orange juice.
I gotcha. Make sure you follow us on Instagram. TBP, not a game. You could check us out as some of our people did right now. TBP, not a game. Follow us, we'll follow you back. We are live right now. We got folks joining us, seeing a little bit of the magic behind the scenes.
Rudy is naked right now, guys. I'm just letting you know you have that opportunity.
Well, he has a shirt on, but no pants.
No pants.
It's a weird thing. He said it's a nervous habit of his. When we do the show, he just is more comfortable without pants on. So we say, go ahead.
It works, man.
Yeah.
It works.
Rudy, no pants Vasquez over here, you know?
I like that.
Also, make sure you are subscribing to the pod. Talking about practice.
He looks very sexy. We had Alex saying you're always naked. Rozzy, I don't know who this is, but
that's my cousin.
Oh yeah, okay. Well, apparently Rudy's always naked. So all right,
I have my shirt off. If I have my shirt off, that means I'm having a good time.
Yeah, so. Usually shirt off with the Mac Dre afro is your move.
And my chain too. I lost that chain though.
It's so funny too because I'll be looking at you, I'll look away for a second, next thing I turn back and your shirt's just gone. Not even in like a back pocket. It's like it vanished in thin air. It's like your party trick.
Oh yeah.
He just wants to be free, you know, free the nips.
I feel it.
Let those nips fly. And
no shoes, no socks. Sandals.
Bong rips and nip slips.
Oh man. All right, so shout out to everyone on IG right now. Make sure, once again, you go download the pod. That's really important for our numbers. TALKINBOUT practice. All right, we spell it.
I feel like that's a song you just did. TALKINBOUT practice. You know?
Yeah, we should come up with a little jingle for it.
RESPECT.
Yeah, nailed it.
Mean to me.
Nice little hook.
All right, well. So we have the results now. We finally know who the Niners are going to be taking with the third pick because they already took him.
Yep.
You seem disappointed.
No, I am. I'm just happy it's over with.
Trey Area!
I mean, the more I did research on him, the more highlights I saw, the more interviews I saw on the guy. He's a great, great athlete and a great person, too.
Dude, the Bison don't take anybody, okay?
Yeah.
They'll take whoever they can, but they don't take anyone. All right, yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, we picked them, so we're going to have to roll with them, man.
Yeah, I thought the interesting part of this is I never for a second thought that the Niners would move all the way up to the third pick to get Mac Jones.
And that's what Kyle Shanahan said. He loved him at 12, loved the valley there, and then all of a sudden we moved up to 3.
Yeah.
Obviously, maybe the Patriots said something or heard something about the Patriots moving up trying to get him as well.
Yeah.
Who knows? But at the end of the story, you're pretty much right on that.
Yeah, I felt that, you know, the media was kind of talking out of both sides of their mouth where they're like, Mac Jones isn't the third best quarterback, but if the Niners draft him, they obviously know what he's doing or know what they're doing. And it's like, well, those two things can't be the case. Like, and every argument I heard for Mac Jones, like he's a good pocket passer. Well, so is Fields. So is Trey Lance. So what was the argument? So Shanahan's a genius, but not if he picks someone who could be the fifth, who ended up being the fifth quarterback taken at third and giving up a boatload to get him.
Yeah.
He's still a genius. That never made sense to me.
It's weird.
Yeah, so I'm glad at least we went with a guy who at the very least on paper and from what the little football he's played that we've seen, looks like he has a better upside.
He's shown a lot. I think the first play that he ever started in, he took off for 45 yards for a TD.
And that's something Mac Jones will never do.
No, he's not going to. He's like...
He'll pay somebody to run that for him. He's like, yo, man, 45 yards, here's $50, run it for me, dude. Thanks. All right, appreciate it.
You know what I enjoy about the NFL, or at least the talk around the NFL, is the reverse racism, or at least the coded language. Like, he's a good pocket passer, meaning he's white and he can't move.
Yeah.
Or he's, or when they say he's more mobile than you think, they should just say, for a white boy afterwards, because that's what they're really saying.
Exactly. I mean, let's face it. We are, we're all racist when it comes down to it. Well, not racist. We all judge people based on their skin color on a regular basis.
Yeah, okay? No doubt.
And one of those is based on athletic ability.
Yeah.
And
especially in the
for white guys, we have a slight disadvantage in that field. You just have to accept the facts, you know?
Yeah.
It is what it is at the end of the day.
I'm sorry. Yeah. None of y'all are beating Usain Bolt out there.
No.
Okay?
No one is.
No one's beating Usain Bolt. And until that happens, we have to wear that. Just wear it. No, you don't have to wear it with pride or anything. You just have to wear that title. That if we're fast and they're surprised by it, be happy.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the nicest compliment any white guy can ever get, especially like on a basketball court or anything, is like a group of black guys saying, that guy's nice. Wow, he's nice.
That is.
Oh, he's nice. Yeah. You know, like an older group of black guys saying that. That's like the ultimate respect a white guy can get, I feel.
Yeah, I agree. Playing sports, yeah.
Oh, he's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's nice.
That's a huge compliment.
Dude, I'll take that, man. It's more than my father's approval, okay?
So Mac Jones...
Which Joe doesn't have either.
Yikes. Oh, I would defend my father, but I really don't feel like doing
it. Sorry, I just had, you know,
it's just a low-hanging fruit. Like, I have a good relationship. You know, I'm not going to defend him right now. Shout out to my dad. He's a good dude.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. I'll go cry later.
Anyway, I'll give you some tissues, but I'll just use it as fodder for myself. Yeah,
they usually is. Yeah.
I guess we ran out.
Oh, here they are. Wow.
Derek just gave him the bird. Obviously, you guys can't see that.
No.
If you're watching the live, you did. Live,
yeah. Which is more reason you should follow us on TBP Not a Game, like all of our friends are right now. Mac Jones finally found a home. The 15th pick. He goes to New England. Again, he was still there. He was the fifth quarterback taken. So he goes to New England. You were high on Mac Jones. Are you excited about New England getting him?
Yeah, I am. I mean, we all know what Bill Belichick could do, especially with Josh McDaniels still there. I think it's going to push Cam Newton to have a great year because I've always been a Cam Newton fan, and this can be his second year in the system. So I think it's going to push him to have a better year. And then just have Mac Jones hold a clipboard, just learn the system. So maybe not this year, next year for sure. And then with all those tight ends that they got, we'll see.
Yeah, man, dude, there's a good one right here. I really want to go down this road, but I'm a little scared to now a little bit. It hurts a little bit that I'm now second guessing myself on this joke right now that I want to make. And
you know what? If you've had to think about it that long.
I know, it's probably dead, but the more I think about it, the funnier it gets in my head, though.
Okay, let's just have it.
Yeah. I mean, I can't do it.
Okay.
I'll tell you guys afterwards.
All right.
You tell me if I should have done it. I'm sorry to the audience out there. I've ruined it for you guys.
Oh, man. And Roslyn is tuned in right now. And no, I'm not a Patriots fan. I'm just a Mac Jones fan. Thank you.
I mean, he's got the body type Bill Belichick likes.
Yeah, that's
yeah. Dad bods are in now, guys. So.
And white as well, too, so you know.
Well,
white and a dad bod.
Yeah.
Ultimate.
That can only mean one thing.
Special right there.
He'll be the greatest quarterback of all time.
What if and he is?
That would be hilarious.
Niners pass up on him once again. You know?
Then Trey Lance is just like a bust, dude. Oh, no. I'm not going to put that back. Juju. I'm sorry.
Take it back.
Yeah. Trey Lance, let's go, baby. Let's go.
I mean, you can't miss with Trey Lance, okay? The guy is a halfie.
Yeah,
you know, he's a halfie, and those are the ones taking over the world.
Patrick Mahomes.
I'm just saying, look at Jarrell over here, okay?
And Jarrell's
clearly taking over the world
taking
over here.
Right now.
Day by day. Aaron Rodgers wants out. That was kind of surprising.
That was the craziest. Dude, Thursday was an insane day.
I feel like he always gets upset in the offseason, though. Like, there's always something like makes Aaron Rodgers a little bit grumpy. He makes his open-ended threats. No doubt, because the Packers do absolutely nothing for
him. Nothing at all. They don't draft anyone. Yeah. Last year they drafted, what, 9 defensive players, I think, and 1 offensive lineman.
How did they do last year? They did pretty good.
And
Rodgers choked in the playoffs, so looks like they're not the problem.
The ball was taken out of his
hands.
Ball was taken out of his hands. He's
looks like the common denominator here is Rodgers. I'm saying he's been there the entire
had a
time.
Year last year,
still didn't do anything.
Well, because
I would say the one thing that was interesting about this Aaron Rodgers talk of wanting to get out of there is he has next to no leverage. So if he decides not to report and holds out, or decides to retire, he would owe Green Bay $27 million. And let me tell you what he's not about to do. Go host Jeopardy and pay Green Bay $27 million. That's not about to happen.
I'm not going
to
lie. I could see Aaron Rodgers doing that just as like a matter of principle. I feel like Aaron Rodgers has a certain principle in his life that he's not willing to compromise.
He's so stubborn.
Yeah, right now he's gotten to the point where he is very high on himself. The Jeopardy has certainly done it for him, I feel.
$27 million.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like the people of Green Bay would band together and like commit murder for him. So I feel like he's not going to have to pay that $27 million. Like, Green Bay will summon the courage to like take down the owners, the GMs. Like, they'll probably have a torch burning ceremony with his house at the focal point of it. Well, with Aaron Rodgers behind him going, yeah, let's go.
He already came out saying that I'm not going to come back until the GM is fired. And from an inside source, a good friend of Aaron Rodgers told me via text saying that he has two teams in mind. One of them has to be the Broncos, and I got the odds right here. The Broncos are +200 for him to be traded to them. Obviously, the favorite is -125 with the Packers, and the Raiders are +500. Talking about the Raiders, he said, quote unquote, never will I ever go play for the Raiders.
Okay.
Well, that means he's going to play for the Raiders.
That means
that's 100%. Yeah,
that's what. That's
so your homie says. Said he's either staying with the Packers or he's going to the Broncos.
Yeah. Okay. Why the Broncos?
That's just what he said.
You want to go play Patrick Mahomes twice a season?
Yeah. I mean, who knows? I don't know. They do have a young receiving core, but
they do have a young, very talented receiving core.
Besides that, the Broncos are known to throw, you know, home run ball like they did with Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
You know, and it worked out for them for 1 year. He didn't play well, but the defense was outstanding that year.
But yeah. Denver doesn't have that defense anymore.
Yeah, true. But at the same time, he just wants out of Green Bay.
Clearly. Yeah. Tired of the snow. Wants to go to a place with more snow.
Oh, man. Well, there you have it. Aaron Rodgers wants out. I just don't know that he has enough leverage to get out of there.
No.
I think he has enough leverage to probably get the GM fired. But beyond that, I just don't see. I don't see him sitting out and signing a check for $27 million that he's already cashed to give right back.
He also has that Hollywood babe right now. He's married up into money, too. So I feel like that $27 million is just a drop in the bucket for him right now. Yep. He's got Jeopardy life, okay?
Well, I heard the argument like, oh, well, his fiance doesn't want to be in Green Bay. It's not like she didn't know what he did for a living.
Right? Yeah,
like, wait, what? You do
but
what?
They always want to change, guy. They always want to change something. And might as well change what he does for a living.
Okay. I like you playing devil's advocate right now because you know what you're saying makes no sense.
None whatsoever, no. But I'm going to say it anyway.
Oh, man.
Makes me wish I said that joke back then.
Mm. Man, yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing it after the show. And we'll put it on the post game to see if it was good, if it was worth it. We'll let people vote on it, if it should have been on air or not.
Yeah.
I like that.
Follow us on TBP Not a Game so you can cast your vote. Yep. And possibly cancel me.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, we can't cancel you.
I mean, I'm uncancelable because I've never been. I can't be something to be canceled. I'm not something to cancel. I'm uncancelable because I'm not canceled. That doesn't make any sense.
What?
No, it doesn't.
My brain hurts.
I can't be canceled because haven't done something to be canceled.
Do you want to talk about something that you actually know? You want to go maybe. In the foot and mouth? All right, let's do it. Yeah.
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer. With the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as
39 was last year, and he could barely throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
We have ourselves a weekend.
Wow.
Now, I'm not going to go to where you guys want me to go first because I've been going there too often, okay? Premier League, take a back seat right now. We don't care what happens to Manchester United. Those prissy little white people, who cares, okay? We're going over to you. Milan is blue and black. Woo! Conte! Woo!
Conte's the truth, man.
Lukaku! Woo!
Lukaku, the whole team.
Wow.
Lukaku, too.
I mean,
props to him, man.
Inter Milan taking down the Scudetto after a 9-year
dominance.
Trophy being dominance by Juventus. Finally, It's back in Milan.
It's about time to switch it up.
It is nice. It's finally a nice change of pace here. And good for what's happening in Inter right now. Antonio Conte has truly turned that team around. Granted, they should have won that title. They had nothing else they're fighting for. There were no other competitions. They got eliminated from the Champions League early on. So they all had to focus on was the league. Yeah. And guess what? They did it.
They did it.
They focused. They got the league done. And, I mean, pretty convincing fashion, too.
Yeah.
Rather convincing
fashion. Pretty much with
these. And the fact of the matter is, they're setting themselves up for quite interesting next season, because the rate that's going right now, we might not see Juventus in the Champions
four,
League.
Yeah,
they are fighting tooth and nail to maintain a top four spot.
Imagine that.
As they're sitting in third place right now with Milan, with them in Milan, and Atalanta tied at 69 points. Napoli is 67 points. Lazio at 64 points. And they got 4 games left in the season. So, Juve fans, I'm looking at you, man.
Yeah. What's going on?
Tough road. But exciting football, nonetheless, happening in Serie A. Now, we're going to move on to the next league that is, this is the league that y'all want to be paying attention to. La Liga. My goodness. Barcelona, Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid, and Sevilla. Sevilla pretty much kind of out of the running, but
they're still there.
They're still fighting around. Barcelona dropped some huge points over the weekend, but got them back over this path on Sunday getting a fantastic... Oh, my goodness. We had saw two of the most spectacular golazos one could ever see. Carlos Soler! Oh, my goodness, from Valencia. Outside the box.
It was insane.
A rocket.
Wow.
A rocket. La Liga can produce some spectacular moments, and that Valencia versus Barcelona game was game of the season at that one, especially for what it meant for Barcelona. Keeps them in the La Liga title race right now because they
huge when they drop massive points against Granada.
Yes, Granada. Yeah,
they won at plus 1700. That's how crazy that game was, and they lost.
They lost to that one. Obviously, getting it back against Valencia, huge points for them. Again, they're sitting 2 points behind them and Real Madrid, sitting 2 points behind Atletico Madrid again with four games left in hand. This Barcelona versus Atletico Madrid game that's going to come up this coming weekend, Saturday, May 8th.
That's going to be the game of the season.
Most likely going to decide how this is going to be topsy-turvy.
If
they can jump over Atletico Madrid for the top spot, that's going to be them and Real Madrid fighting for it.
Exactly. And I kind of want Barcelona to lose because I want Messi to leave. Just the way that he's been treated, I don't want him, he needs to go somewhere else and exceed somewhere else.
But they've been playing some fantastic football.
They have, but I can't see him staying.
The team looks like it's finally coming together with Antoine Griezmann finally putting the ball in the back of the net consistently. Frankie De Jong looking like a spectacular midfield that he is.
De Jong's a sap.
They have a young, talented core.
Yes.
And that's the reason why I think he might be sticking around.
We'll see. It's going to be an interesting summer, that's for sure.
Now we'll go over to you, whiny little Brits. Okay. Manchester City, only pretty much next game they're going to be able to wrap up. They'll be able to wrap up the Premier League title.
Yeah.
But what happened in Manchester?
What was going on? Was
supposed to be having a big game. Manchester United versus Liverpool. Liverpool, again, is massively trying to claw their way into the top four. And the way they're sitting right now, it ain't happening. It ain't happening.
Nope.
But we'll get into it. Manchester, the fans over the ownership that's over there. Glazer, they're over him. They want him out. And when they riot, they riot over there.
They go all out. They go those hard are soccer hooligans. That's a straight mafia out there.
They go hard in the paint and then some. And they made a statement, everything.
Flares inside the stadium, dude.
They had about 200 people that were able to break their way into the stadium. They're playing on the pitch. I'm sure they were having the time of their life, living out their childhood dreams. Like, here I am at Old Trafford.
Yeah,
on the field, on the actual pitch.
That's a dream come true for me.
I'm sure they caused some damage to their own home court. But, hey, they're mad. They're angry, and they want to be heard, and that's what they're doing over the Super League scandal that rocked the nation 2 weeks ago. Yeah. And they're still facing the fallout of that, and rightfully so. You guys caused a disdain on the game that will be marred.
Yeah, and now they're saying that they might lose points because of that.
And that's what they're fearful of.
So imagine that. Imagine your own fans costing your own team points, especially in a tight race to be in the top four.
And if they don't get, and they get fall them, if they find themselves out of the top four, more rioting.
Yeah, it's even going to get worse.
Can't wait for that.
I know.
Gotta love them to see Jeremy pull apart. All right, that's your quick soccer update. It's juicy, y'all.
Yeah, let's go.
It is juicy beyond belief. And like I said, don't worry. The Champions League has been fantastic, too. We had a tough game, PSG versus Man City.
God, that was hard to
watch. Terrible second half for PSG. But Real Madrid-Chelsea, that one at 1-1. Next game is going to be the this coming Saturday, tomorrow and Wednesday. We've got tomorrow games Wednesday. Going on.
Tomorrow's PSG
Man City. They're in Manchester. It's going to be a 2-1. Manchester has the lead over them. This is going to be an interesting game, y'all. Yeah.
Anything could happen.
It's
going to be a hard one for PSG, but
They got Mbappe.
And they got Mbappe and Neymar.
All right. That's your soccer update, y'all.
Appreciate it. While we're updating things, the Giants, huh? How about them Giants?
Unreal.
Number one in the NL West with a half game on the Dodgers. Now, obviously, it's incredibly early, but I don't think anyone predicted this start for the Giants. We thought this would be, a building on a rebuild year, but I don't think, again, very early, I don't think anyone saw this. Now, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Small sample. And the Dodgers have a plus 45 run differential compared to the Giants, who are plus 25. But the NL West in general is playing really well so far this season.
Solid, yeah.
The Giants, Dodgers, and Padres are all separated. And Diamondbacks are all separated by two games. All of them have positive run differential, which I don't believe any other division in all of baseball has four teams with a positive run differential.
You are correct.
Yeah, so
the standings right now. Yeah, the AL East, the top three.
Yeah, so yeah. Should be a fun season. Should obviously it started off awesome for us Giants fans, right?
Yeah, dude, it's been crazy start.
Damn near unbeatable at home. 10-3 at home.
And we're hitting bombs.
Yeah,
we
did not expect coming into the season.
Posey's having a great year.
Yep.
Out of left field. Well, yep. He did take last year off.
He opted out. That's right.
He's playing well, man. He's playing well.
You want to say anything about your Dodgers?
I think you do want to say something about
Dodgers. Tough Dustin May out for the season. Getting Tom.
Yeah, that was tough.
A big loss for us. Hopefully that means David Price gets his terrible ass out of the bullpen and onto the starting mound, because maybe he's going to be better there, because he's been terrible for us coming out of the pen.
He's a good pitcher, too.
He is, but he's just been terrible for out of the pen. Yeah. I mean, our pen in general has just been dog water, so it's rough to keep on. I mean, obviously that Padres series where he blew a 7-1 lead in the seventh inning, we haven't been the same since.
Yeah,
That's, again, on our bullpen. Yeah. It's been rough. And our bats have just been utterly quiet until yesterday, where they finally decided to do something.
They blew up yesterday.
I mean, we got two grand slams and two back-to-back innings.
They scored like 14 runs.
That's crazy.
16 runs, 16 to 4 took down the Brewers. But other than that, it would have been a terrible run. I mean, they were 2-10, up and 2-8 in their last 10. So.
Yeah. But Dodgers. Still, it is the Dodgers. You guys have a great lineup.
I'd rather
best lineup in baseball.
Slump early and get your injuries over.
Do it right now.
Yeah, right now is the time to do it. We haven't even hit the dog days of summer yet.
No.
So.
Not yet.
Plenty of time. Just
I mentioned, so early in the season.
I will say, what the baseball is doing, they're making an exciting product right now. They're putting something out there. They're creating good storylines. That Mets-Phillies game series has been fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
It's some great games going on there. Damn near almost walk-off by... Wasn't a walk up, but to tie it up from Rhys Hoskins from the Phillies that just hit off like an inch away from going from a home run in that Sunday game. Yeah, so baseball is back.
It's exciting. There's been a lot of fights lately, too. There's a lot of tension between
guys. I'm into that.
It's
that
about always time,
helps.
Dude.
That always helps.
Well, dudes have been locked up.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Ready to go, son.
Exactly.
A lot of pent up aggression.
And all those protocols, like, oh, we can't do this or else you will be fine, like last season was suspended. I think that's thrown out the window, obviously.
Yeah.
Because everyone's chunking out there, so.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, let's go.
Now, it's been a great baseball season to start, so. We'll see how it finishes out. Unfortunately, in the NL West, the Rockies still exist, and they're pretty terrible.
Sad, man. What a waste of a great stadium.
I know. Coorsville.
Great field out there. Denver is a great city, a great downtown area. It was right there in the downtown, too. So they need a better team.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know what this is. Talking about practice, your man Jarrell, Derek, Rudy, all here for you this Monday evening. Appreciate y'all checking us out. To all our people on IG Live, what up? Appreciate y'all spending part of your evening with us. This is always a good time. Glad to have y'all with us. We want to celebrate one of our new sponsors of the show, Jeep Trail Print Shop, a small local Chico screen printer that loves great design, small businesses, musicians, educators, and creative customers. Jeep Trail Print Shop specializes in water-based screen printing to bring your vision to life. More information at 530-415-6244 and at jeeptrailprint.com. Also, made possible.
This episode of Talking About Practice is made possible by Homes for Gnomes. Because every year, too many gnomes go without a home, but every gnome wants a place to call a home. If you have a home where you can give a gnome a place to stand to welcome everyone to your home, then you should help a gnome and give it a home. So don't let any gnomes go without a home any longer. Visit www.homesforgnomeswhodonthaveahometogohometo.com and get your gnome today. Because every home deserves a gnome, and every gnome wants a home. And if you can give a gnome a home, your home will be better off for it.
So make sure you give a home a gnome a home, a home for a gnome.
Every gnome wants a home.
Yes.
So give that gnome a home.
That's correct.
Hey. Homes for Gnomes.
Appreciate it, Homes for Gnomes. All right, let's get into the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
I'm making Derek work right now, sorry.
I have to remember my number. I was writing the wrong number down. Two answers have very similar numbers, and I always get them confused. But either way, time for the news! I got some good ones, y'all. I got some solid ones.
Let's hear it.
Now, I'll start with this one because this one's got a lot of stuff that's working for me in terms of what I like. So you know y'all are going to like this too. It involves a tourist being dumb, trying to take a selfie, and then nearly dying. Now, it would have been perfect if he actually did die, but you can't have perfection every time. Luckily for this guy, he didn't. So he's not a perfect 10 in my book, but at least for Alex Tridico, he's still alive and well. Well, not well because he's just dumb, so he's not that. He can't be well if you're this dumb.
Yeah.
But Alex Tridico was over in England when he was trying to be all touristy, getting himself a selfie by exploring the Old Harry Rocks. Which I feel he should have come up with a way better name than the Old Harry Rocks. Old Harry Rocks? That's the name of the rocks over in England, apparently, that Alex Tridico was visiting.
It's like a waterfall or something?
Yeah, it's by the cliffs, apparently by, you know, on the ocean. Apparently some nice cliffs or whatever. And okay. Alex met those cliffs firsthand. As he was trying to take that selfie, unfortunately fell. 120 feet.
Damn!
Luckily for Alex Tridico, when he fell, there was still high tide going on, fell into about 4 feet of water.
Still.
And was able to survive with some, obviously, injuries and whatnot.
He bottomed out.
He did. Yeah, he bottomed 100%. Out.
Ouch.
Dude fell 120 feet, suffered 3 broken ribs and a punctured lung. So
holy moly.
That's rough. Yeah. Ribs are not fun to break. I've broken a couple of them. Yeah. They're not
fun. Rough.
But I wasn't doing anything stupid as Alex Tridico was, trying to take a selfie and just fell.
Yeah. That's embarrassing.
So careful, y'all. Yeah. Watch your step.
Come on, man.
Watch your step.
Yeah.
And unless you're trying to take a selfie, then, you know, just fall off the cliff.
And then die.
Just do us all the time. complete the process next time. That's all I ask for.
Finish the job.
Yeah, please, dude.
I'm gonna save this one for last. So going over here. All right. New York has its crazy moments in time, no doubt. I mean, when you have a state, you know, a city full of, you know, 20 million people.
Yeah.
It's massive. It's gonna go sideways at some point in time. Unfortunately for a FedEx driver, you oftentimes see it too much. Now, a FedEx driver was over in Jamaica, Queens when he was making a delivery, when apparently he started talking to the wrong guy's girlfriend. And by wrong guy, Alex Carrion is the wrong guy to talk to his girlfriend. Because dude apparently chased the guy, said FedEx driver, with a bow and arrow.
In the city?
In the city for 5 blocks. So dude is chasing after FedEx driver. So homeboy Carrion is chasing after FedEx driver, bow and arrow in hand for 5 blocks. Wow. He was able to call 911. They were able to arrest Alex Carrion. And take a picture with that bow and arrow. And it's like a legit, just a bow, like a hunting
like
bow and arrow.
Crossbow or like an old school Indian?
No, like, I mean, it's a legit, like it's a hunting bow and arrow.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
It's not a crossbow, yeah, but it's like, you know, it's not like he picked up a stick and some twine and made something out of nothing.
For
no,
sure,
this
for
guy,
sure.
Yeah, he, dude looks like he hunts.
Yeah.
I will say, I feel like that's probably a cool way to hunt. Like, a bow and arrow, that's badass right there. Yeah. Like, you kill someone with a bow and arrow, like...
That's savage.
Yeah. You're more man than me.
That's gangster,
You're more people than me.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
I mean, that means something. Yeah. You know, like, you gotta get close in person with
that. For sure. You have to be pretty damn close.
Shouts to Native Americans for those bows and arrows, you know? Didn't really save you, but you know? Shouts to those... One on a good note.
Please.
We'll end over at, go over to Kid Rock's bar over in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
Where
everything about that sounds racist.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Maybe, but you know what? The story is worthy of y'all's attention because at Kid Rock's big-ass honky-tonk rock and roll steakhouse.
Like I mentioned earlier.
Big-ass honky-tonk rock and roll steakhouse. I feel like that's not a steakhouse I want to go to.
No, it sounds like a Logan's Roadhouse. Like,
you know, like, but, like, it's way more, you know? Like, there's the big-ass honky-tonk. Yeah. Like, stop it, Kid Rock. Yeah. Stop it.
Slow down, homie.
Well, you should have told this to some of your customers to stop it because one customer apparently got a little too inebriated and wanted to stir some things up at the bar. I can't say the word I wanted to say there because it doesn't work in this world. But the guy removed his colostomy bag and started flinging that thing around
like it was a restaurant.
Flinging poop and fecal matter all throughout the restaurant onto people.
When the
cops arrived to arrest him, one of the cops did actually have to go home to change after getting, you know, poop thrown on you. Christ.
Oh, my God.
That's rough right there, guys.
Oh, I don't know what to say.
That's,
wow.
Yeah. Crappy times, man.
What pissed him off so much, dude? I said I wanted a medium rare steak. And you know, like.
Apparently at the big-ass honky-tonk rock and roll steakhouse, you get a side of poop with every one of your orders, okay? Go. Yeah. Allegedly.
God damn.
Allegedly.
So, yeah.
Wow. Sex while we're sitting near that table that night, huh?
I bet you people that had their masks on were probably pretty happy at least. Like, at least had a mask
Nashville,
on right
really?
Now.
Nashville, did they have this mask out there?
That is true, yeah.
No one had a mask in Nashville.
Yeah, well.
Nashville's like Florida right now.
No mask. Steak and poo.
Steak and
poo. There you go. Right. That's the news.
All right. There it is. All right, so we need to call in a ringer to class up the joint. So we've called our foreign correspondent, Aaron. Aaron, hello.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, girl?
It's going. It's going. So hockey is about to wrap. What can you tell us to look forward to? How are we finishing the season?
How are the Avalanche doing? That's really what we're asking, okay?
Yeah,
all about the Avalanche. Yeah. Nobody else. Yeah. Only Avalanche.
Hold on. No, we also missed it. Hold on.
Great. Thank you for having me, Derek. I really appreciate it. They have officially made the playoffs. They are, right now, they're in the second position, but they've 100% made the playoffs. So, Jarrell, when I messaged you earlier today, I said that playoffs start a week from today. I was actually wrong. So there was an outbreak, a COVID outbreak up in Canada, you know, those darn Canadians. So it technically doesn't start until 2 weeks from today because they had to postpone a bunch of games. But for the most part, it's set. They know who's going to be in it. The Sharks actually have a 0.1% chance of making the playoffs.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go. There's still a chance.
There's still hope. There's still hope.
So you're saying there's a chance?
There's a chance. I looked it up for you guys.
Thank you.
You know, say all your prayers for the old gods and the new. And, my team's already made it, so I don't care.
Yeah, we got that from we understand.
Yeah, it's cool.
We've been picking up from this a couple of times now. We've got that. Yeah. You like the Avalanche.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to rub it in your face. So the one that's up in the air, the one division that's up in the air is the Central Division, and that's the Predators and the Stars. They're both playing right now, actually. The Predators are playing the Blue Jackets and are up. The Stars are playing the Panthers, and they are down in the game. If the Stars want to make it, because they're technically number five in the Central Division, they've got to win their remaining three games, especially because in the tie goes to the Preds. So the Stars are playing for their lives right now.
There you have it. So the playoffs are 2 weeks away.
I would really watch a team play for their actual lives. Like, that would be actually a really good game to watch. Like, if the Stars don't win, they all get executed right there on the spot. Like, drop old dead. You know?
Have you seen the movie Gladiator?
Yeah, I was going to say, like,
it's a thing.
Yeah. No, but it's like, you're not killing the other people. It's like, if you don't win, you die. So I don't. The other team doesn't kill you.
Like,
so I want
to
see
kill
how
each other. But if they
lose. Yeah, they're trying to play. They're playing hockey, and the loser dies.
Yeah, okay.
Like automatically, just drops dead from losing. You know, like that would be an entertaining sport right there.
At the buzzer, they just collapse.
Yeah,
it is pretty sadistic. We're
drop
with
dead
you
losers.
There.
I don't know.
God, your brother's been on a real roll.
The DDL today. Right here, guys.
It's been about 10 years of that, guys. Not much has changed.
Would you say 10 years? We're a little bit longer than that, Aaron.
Yeah. Yeah, you came out the womb wild and out, Derek, so that's true.
Hey, you know what? I had so much estrogen all around me, I had nothing else to do but go crazy, okay?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I mean, you guys pretty much made me a loser because I was off by myself doing God knows what, okay?
Hey, I used to pretend to read books to you, okay? So
wait, we need to know more about this.
Yeah,
why were you pretending to read books?
Well, I was like three, so I didn't actually know how to read, and Derek wanted someone to read to him, and so my mom would tell me, you know, Aaron, just read to him. And I'd say, Mom, I don't know how to read. She goes, he doesn't know. He's too dumb.
He's too dumb.
Yeah, one-year-old. That one-year-old's dumb. He's not a read right now.
He has
man.
No chance at life.
Well, it's facts. Yeah. Your kids are dumber than us.
Yeah,
yeah. That's true. So there you go. All right, that's great. Well, you know what else is great? The TBP Hall of Fame. If you are new to the TBP Hall of Fame, each week we select an item or a thing at random to see if it can enter into the illustrious Hall of Fame. So with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Aaron's going to join us for this week's TBP Hall of Fame. Let's get it.
A place reserved for unquestionable greatness. A title worthy for only the very elite. A prize many will vie for, but only one will win. Each week, this is the TBP Hall of Fame.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, yours truly gets to go last because I selected pepperoni pizza last week, and it ended up edging out Flaming Hot Cheetos by my man Rodolfo. So, Rudy, are you ready with your nomination, sir?
I am. I'm going to go with curly fries.
Oh, okay.
I love curly fries. Huh?
You had one chance, man. One chance to make this nomination work, and this is the time to do it. I'm going to do it for you, then.
What is it?
Mothers. We got Mother's Day coming up this Sunday.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is coming up this Sunday right now. We got to give a shout to the mothers. This is my time. This
I can't
time
believe you've been waiting for this one.
I honestly forgot.
So I'm going to make this my claim because I do love my mother. Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday.
Love their mothers,
and
sure
I think we all should be paying homage to them on that Sunday. So, guys, gentlemen out there, and ladies, because I know they forget too, but gentlemen mostly, make sure you get something for your mom. Get that card. Send it out today. Make sure it gets there before Mother's Day.
Yep.
A little something. They love that, okay? They love that. And call her too on that day as well. If you can't, if you're not able to see your mother, make call sure you call her. Yes.
Kudos to you, Derek.
I have. Yeah. No, I have a joke I want to go with, but I don't think it's appropriate. I would like to go with Mother Effers. Because none of us would have been here unless your dad penetrated your mother.
So shouts to the dads who put us in there. You know? Yeah, I was going to think. The dads, well, actually, shouts to your dads for making your mom's moms. Because your dad
that's
made
correct.
Your mom
a mom. That's correct.
Yeah,
no mom was a mom on her own.
Yeah,
unless she adopted. And that's a whole other can of worms. Anyway, Aaron, what is your nomination?
I decided to pander to the Chico crowd because it is soul-crushing when you lose a few times in a row and you think you have a good one. So I'm going to go with Olympia Beer.
All right. Wow. Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Holy.
I was in a bar in San Francisco this weekend. That's what I asked for, and they looked at me like I had a third head. I don't.
Rude.
Yeah.
It's like, do you have any Ollie's by any chance?
No chance. Wow. No PBR either. No.
Wow.
Wow. Really? Yeah.
In
wow.
San Francisco?
That's pretty weird. Disappointing.
They love the smell of their own farts. I feel like those are people that drink PBR.
Yeah.
You would think so.
PBR for smart smelling people. Smart smelling.
What
the hell? That
all right.
Smart smelling.
Wow. Move it on. I'm going to stick with the pandering idea. And since it's right around the corner from us right now, I'm going to go with a Chico summer day. Nothing quite like it, especially when the students leave. But we don't have to deal with that this year because they weren't here really much at all. So I kind of wish they would come back.
I mean, they're still here.
Yeah, they're still
but I'm just thinking the Chico summer days is like I'm melting right now already. Just
I'm thinking more kicking it by the river.
Okay.
Okay.
That wasn't my best, but I've been on a hot streak over the last two.
Just come on, relax, homie.
I wanted to give you guys a layup, you know?
No.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
No problem.
Putting up that.
You're welcome for my service to my country. It's been a hard one.
You're filling that sword nicely for us.
Yeah, no problem.
So we've got hot summer days. We've got Olympia beer. We've got Mothers, because Mother's Day is coming up this Sunday. Rudy doesn't care about mothers, apparently.
Wow. But he does care about Charlie Frost.
About his Mother's Day right now.
She's and really
and what was your lame-ass suggestion?
Curly Fries.
Curly Fries. Yeah, okay, that's right.
Watch him. I'm going to win.
Derek might text you tomorrow because he might forget, so just be prepared.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know, that was me remembering it. By saying it back right there, I've got it all memorized.
There you go.
All right.
Aaron, until as always, thank you. We will chat with you next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you later, guys.
Later.
All right. Thank you to Aaron, our foreign correspondent, always classing up the joint. Once again, this is Talking About Practice. Jarrell, Rudy, Derek in the building right here on FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California, people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. All right, let's talk a little hoops just real quick. We actually have a decent amount of time left. Look at that. We're pacing properly.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little hoops and we'll get into Rudy's picks. Did you win last week?
I did.
Yeah.
I went from 15-1 to 12-1. So, yeah, I'm not going to say how much I won, but the owner of the horse is a 3-time winner, and that jockey, too.
That guy always wins.
Yeah, I was like, wait,
that guy looks like money.
This is like 20 minutes before the race time. I'm like, wait, he has a horse in this? I'm like, done. Dude, 15-1, and it dropped down to 12. Easy. I'm like, oh, my God, he's in the lead. Oh, my God, he won. Wow. So, yeah. I
sure dropped $100 on that, man. That would have been a nice.
That would have been
$1,200 right there. Yeah.
So, I cashed out.
There you go. All right. Well, we'll get to your picks in a minute. Then I do want to talk hoops, like I said. So LeBron comes out and says basically he's got to get used to playing injured for the rest of his career. He doesn't think he'll ever be 100% healthy.
Wah, wah, wee, wah.
Yeah, I'm on the same. Oh, this is the reason why I've always hated him for these exact damn
reasons. I mean, he's just trying to like cover up for the fact he's like, yeah, we're not doing too hot right now.
Yeah,
so I'm just
going
to, oh, yeah, I'm hurt now, guys.
I've
always been hurt.
Playing well, dude.
I mean, duh.
Yeah.
We got that. You're kind of old now.
He cries about anything.
You've been through the ringer, 100%. No doubt. Has your body been through the torment, through everything and anything? But it's like, I don't know.
Just
like,
man up and play it.
Yeah, what do you want? Do you want more sympathy from us?
Yeah,
do you want us to like say,
happen. That's
Laker fans, if you don't win, it's okay. You're still the GOAT, LeBron. Like, no, sorry, man.
I'm tired of him, dude. Yeah. I'm honest. I'm just
all right. He also said that people, whoever created the play-in game, should get fired.
Yeah, and there's a video of him last offseason talking to three other sports analysts. I think it was from either TNT or ESPN that he was
in favor.
Yeah, 100%. And that wasn't even in motion yet. He was like, the last four teams should play each other last 10 games of the season to get in. That's pretty much what they came up with. And now that the Lakers might have to play in one of those playing games, he's crying about it. Come on, man.
He's just the king of pandering,
I feel. He really is.
And it's just,
it's annoying.
It's tedious to hear. And it's just like, ugh, come on, my man.
His tone, his voice is like, it's,
well, again, because the media has been on their knees for LeBron James since he entered into this world.
Since,
like, the moment he came out of his mother's womb, the media's been like, yes, the chosen one. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, well, since 16 at least.
Yeah.
And then 18, he came legally so they could put it out there for real, you know? But.
they've just been doing it. Just and so he thinks that no matter what he has, he does have a lot of power with his words. He can some crazy things.
He's a really
with
powerful
it.
Guy.
And it just, I don't know, I just feel like he just throws it around all willy nilly and doesn't really, it's like, come on, man. You're better than this. Yeah. Okay. You at least, your play is better than the words that you speak.
True. Agreed.
True.
I do think, however, it's just, I don't know. He's real passive aggressive, and it's just like these complaints at this point. Like, come on, man. But let's talk about some actual on the court stuff, because the Lakers are currently in sixth, and they are battling to stay out of that seventh spot, which would force them into a play-in game, and they have an opportunity to avoid that by beating the Blazers this Friday, which is going to be a huge game.
Is that game in Portland or in LA?
I'm not sure, actually.
I'll check right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But this play-in game, I think, I understand why some people don't like it. I understand if you're the seventh or eighth seed why you wouldn't like it. But it's made the end of the season actually worthwhile.
It's cool because everyone's trying at the end of the season.
Yeah.
It's just like baseball, those play-in games, those one game.
Yeah, games. It makes a difference. Yeah,
exactly.
And you have a team like the Wizards who were essentially totally out of this.
And they're on a tear.
And they made a real run. And you got to remember, the Wizards for 2 weeks could not practice, could not play because of COVID protocol. They did not have enough bodies to suit up to even practice. Yep. So you missed 2 weeks out of the season, and now you see what's happening. They're on a run. And they do, I feel that they absolutely deserve to at least have a shot to get in.
100%.
Now, whether or not they do, I mean, what are we talking about here? Because if you're a seventh or eighth seed, you're most likely not going to the finals anyway, right? In a regular season, I mean, there's only been, I think, three or four times that the eighth seed has upset the one seed. Only a handful of times the seventh seed has upset the two.
Well, you're not going to bring them up.
Yeah, I was
surprising
them up for you.
Claps for you not bringing the
Weebly. All right, shout out to the Weebly Warriors. 07, what up, baby? The greatest basketball team ever assembled.
I was there for every home game.
I was there for game six. I should say
every
the greatest
game,
semblance of potheads ever.
Dude, we rolled one up in the smoking area when the three security guards were hitting that too. We're like, man, this is unreal right now.
Yeah.
Everyone was blowing it up.
Yep,
man.
That's when Warriors games were still Warriors
live.
Games.
I immediately regret bringing you down this road.
Yeah, I don't know why you did.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just impressed you didn't bring it up because you always want it. Whenever you can talk about the We Believe Warriors, you do.
Yeah, so I would spend the whole episode.
You open up your door. You open up the window for you. You didn't want to climb into it. I was like, why aren't you climbing into this door you just opened?
Well, thank you for
it turned into
it for
a window to a door really quick in my analogy. But, that's what happens when I'm talking. I don't know where I'm going.
Talk about the Wizards. John Wall's out for the season.
What?
He's not even on the Wizards.
Yeah, John Wall's on Houston.
Oh my God. Well, John Wall's out for the season.
Okay.
And Houston's grateful for that because they have an actual reason to be ass.
Yeah, Houston's been terrible this season.
Except for that one kid that dropped, 50, 60 points the game after he got suspended for going to a strip club in Houston. This just happened last week. So they're like, oh,
take up James Harden mantle,
that's what
you know?
They're saying. Yeah, like, he's like, filling in real good right now.
Strippers are need to eat too, okay?
Oh, man. Well, shout out to the Wizards for at least making this thing a little bit interesting towards the end here, because that thing was a runaway for a while.
I'm still going to stand behind the fact that I think the play-in game is still dumb. I don't like the fact that if you... What's the point of having a regular season if you're not going to... I understand that they have a shortened season, so they're trying to make up for the lack of 10 games that they don't have there. So I get it this season. So if this is only going to be a this season thing, then I'm okay with it. But if they do this every single time where they make a plan, then what's the point of the regular season? It just devalues all those games in there.
Especially in baseball and basketball, too. They play, 72 games a season?
82, usually. Year, 72.
This year, 72. That's right.
Still, I don't. Yeah. The idea of playing games,
well,
I get
pros and cons.
Well, half the league gets into the playoffs in the NBA, so
exactly. Yeah. So there's already so much happening. If you want to make it interesting, then do what we've said before. Make it so the bottom teams are fighting for something too,
for a draft pick.
Yeah, for a draft pick. That would be the easiest thing to make that. Like the
best team out of the losers gets the first pick in the draft.
It sucks that the NBA is not like soccer, like the premiership. And
something to that
like,
degree.
To get like promoted into the NBA, the first league.
I mean, because there's obviously no way you could probably demote teams, but like offering the first pick in the draft to say for winning the losers
playoff, cool.
That would be the best way to do it because then you have them fighting for like the ninth seed gets the first pick in the draft or something. That's just how you want to do it. If you want to avoid a playoff, at least make the regular season account for something and make those teams that are all already losing fight for something that's not a playoff spot because they don't deserve it.
Play for something towards the end of the season.
They don't need a playoff spot. Yep. They're not in the top eight. We don't need more playoffs. We already have so many playoffs.
Yeah.
Playoffs!
All right. Why don't you give us an update on some F1?
Formula One, the sport that very few Americans care about. Presented by Derek Kusumaki.
I feel like you can't really say that very few Americans, because I feel like it's coming on right now.
It really is.
Dude, a lot of people...
Keep in mind, I made this drop like 5 years ago.
Just so when Americans did not. And I will say, I think that Netflix series has done a really good job of opening the door for a lot of people who have no idea what Formula One
Drive
is.
Drive to Survive. Go check it out.
You guys, if you are always wondering what's going on and why I get so excited about talking about Formula One, check out Drive
Straight
to Survive.
Behind the scenes.
Great documentary of how the Formula One drivers, the Formula One lifestyle of these teams and what they go through. But that being said, third race of the season happened. And once again,
our boy.
Pretty boy Hamilton with yet again another shirtless selfie that Rudy sent to me over
Which
the past week.
Laughing.
Does it. It's like every other week he's got to get one out there. And a shirtless mirror selfie that he takes himself. And it's like... Stop it, man.
He kind of looks like Mackie, now that I think about it.
It's ridiculous. Ugh. If you want to be the sex icon with the shirt off all the time, be like Ronaldo then. Look at Ronaldo's profile. Each one of his pictures, he's shirtless. But here's the thing. He's not taking a selfie!
Yeah, that's a picture taken of
him! Just! He gets like in modeling poses and stuff and like has sets made. And it looks like somebody's actually taking this professionally done. And here you are in front of your mirror just snapping it, covering your face up, looking...
Dirty bathroom mirror. No, I can't hit on him. I'm sorry. I'm not.
I mean, I can because it's tacky.
It's fine. It's okay.
Fantastic driver. Salute to you in terms of your driving ability. You're fantastic out there when you're behind the wheel. Phenomenal. And you win again over in Portugal.
Yeah.
Verstappen takes second. Bottas takes third. And Sergio Perez...
Perez fourth.
Was fourth.
Lando Norris fifth. McLaren, man. They're coming.
Lando Norris, a name to watch out for sure.
Yeah, he's. I mean, both him and Max are just.
It's going to be. I mean, once again, like we said last week, we have finally a parody happening in Formula One, where it's not just a runaway from Mercedes, even though they are kind of running away with it. They're just so good. They really are. Their frontline speed is nearly unmatched right now of how quick they are. Teams are still catching on.
Yeah.
You're still seeing how Verstappen's able to edge out the likes of Valtteri Bottas, which is interesting because all these guys are the best drivers in the world. Wherever they came from, they were winning left and right. You got to feel that all of them have a certain disdain for Lewis Hamilton because he wins all the time. Like he's the best of the best.
Yeah.
And that's got to be a tough place because all these guys are used to winning. Now they're here with Lewis Hamilton, and they're losing all the time.
Every single race.
All the time. Like
every single year.
Every single year.
Getting fired, moving teams, are still going to lose.
Still going to lose.
On Mercedes.
And it's Lewis Hamilton. He's the best driver with the best car. It's almost unfair, but at the same point in time, it makes a standard that you all have to live up to.
Yeah.
And it's like you have to be perfect out there. If you want to beat Lewis, you have to be perfect.
Yep.
And so far, it's only happened once for Verstappen. He was perfect. He was more perfect than Lewis was last week.
But still, he came back.
And he still almost took him down again.
10th or 9th place to get second.
To get second, yeah.
Unreal.
He helped out with the conditions that were there for him last week. This week was a little more straightforward. We had only one stoppage of driving. Only one safety car came through when an incident for Kimi Raikkonen hitting his own teammate in Giovinazzi, taking out his front wing. Other than that, pretty much a clean race all the way through. No other incidents happened. No other safety cars came out. And it was a little not as exciting because when it's wet, you always get the uncertainty of the wet weather.
Yeah,
making sure the tires don't deg away as quickly as possible, save them for as long as, and Lewis Hamilton does it better than everybody else. So, yet again, Hamilton up front, Mercedes on top in Formula One, 2 weeks away for next time. Yeah. So
I believe it's
where's the next race?
Spain yeah. in a couple weeks, and then after that is a big one in Monaco.
Monaco
is that is the pinnacle of all Formula One for me. That's the one that no matter what I have to watch.
I heard the video game's awesome. I gotta check it out.
I have to check that one out too. Yeah. I feel like if I ever want to get that video game, I have to actually get like the driving wheel and stuff. Because I cannot drive with games on a joystick. That would be way cooler.
I feel you. Rudy, you were saying you had to grind my gears before we get out of here?
Oh yeah, grinds my gears.
All right, let's do it.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When there's two people sitting at a restaurant at a table and they sit next to each other.
Same side sitters. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Or in a single cab truck when they're sitting in the middle next to the driver. What are you doing?
Yeah, the
you guys
worst.
Are hanging out. Like
the worst. Yeah.
Why?
I'm with you.
It's an unforkable sin to me.
Yeah, it's uncalled for.
You're hurting my neck just looking at you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got one?
I do, yeah.
All right.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When you're trying to open a hot sauce packet, it doesn't have like an easy tear portion on it, so you're just like, you're fidgeting forever trying to tear it open. You have to use your teeth, and even then you can't even get it because it's like sealed shut by Thor's spit or something. Like, what is going on right now? Come on, give me an easy tear on these soy sauce packets and hot sauce packets. Yep. I don't have to be struggling to get my hot sauce out.
It's ridiculous. With you. I'm with you. One. You got another quick one? Or you want to save it?
Yeah, I got to save that one.
All right, no problem. I got a quick one.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Professional emails. Nobody talks like that.